Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, we're going to jump on the line for just a sec with Alan in Greer. Hey, Alan.
Good morning to you, Tara. Good morning.
Good morning. You're from New York. You're a longtime listener, you say. You're familiar with Columbia. What do you think about what's going on there?
Yes, I'm a New York escapee. I've been listening to you for 7 years. I'm Jewish. I was raised in New York. I went to the New York school systems. And I'm totally appalled by what I see, of course. I was raised, just so you know, conservative, leaning towards orthodox.
Okay.
So I'm very conservative. And what's going on is disgusting, to say the least.
Do you feel like, I mean, John Fetterman called the Democrat from Pennsylvania, called these protesters a-holes in anti-Semites. Are these people anti-Semites?
Yes. And he's being polite when he calls them an a-hole. I've got much worse words for them.
What is going on with the left? It seems like the left has thoroughly embraced anti-Semitism. Why would they do that? I mean, Jewish people have been some of their most loyal supporters.
Well, it's very scary to me. I do have family that's up there. I have family that are exceedingly progressive. And they lean away. How about if I tell you I have a mother-in-law who ran from the Germans during World War II, and she thinks that Biden is the most delightful individual you can meet, and that what she sees going, she does not see what's going on at all. It's frightening how their bubble, the echo chamber that these people live in, is amazing how tight it is.
Is it that they're liberal first? Why can't they see the danger here for Jewish? I mean, when you have Columbia telling Jewish people, you have a Columbia rabbi saying, oh, hey, don't come to school, it's too dangerous for Jewish people. You have a Columbia professor, who's a business professor, who's Jewish, wants to lead a counter-protest peacefully, and he finds his access card to campus has been deactivated, and they stop him at the gate, and they say they can't protect him from the pro-Hamas supporters. I mean, you look at that. What can you explain this to me? I just don't understand.
I'm not sure I could explain it. I did see it. I was watching it last night on the news. It's capitulation by Colombia to the Hamas is by locking him out. That's kind of obvious. And could they really protect him? Let's be serious. New York does. Colombia doesn't have enough security to protect him. So I'm not sure I disagree. I think they did it in a wrong way. And I think he's a little foolish to want to step into the fray. It wasn't going to prove anything. There are better ways to do it, and you know that as well as I do. It was just an abomination, what's going on to begin with. I mean, I have grandkids that are still up in New York.
At the same time, though, why not flip what you just said around and say it's an abomination that these Hamas supporters are allowed to run wild and be so dangerous that they have to deactivate the pass card of a Jewish professor because the Hamas supporters might hurt him, yet we have to tolerate the Hamas supporters. I'm afraid this is going to spread to campuses all over the country and then God knows where else.
I agree with you there about flipping it. It should have been flipped, without a doubt. But they are so petrified of what the progressives want and what the optics would be if they did that. The school is completely, I know people that went to Columbia. I've been there many, many times in my youth. I'm 72 years old, and I do have several degrees. It's nothing like it used to be. The professors are all left-wing. Even the Jewish ones are left-wing. And there is even some history as to why Jewish professors and Jewish intellectuals love the Marxist ways. It's in their blood, almost. I have an aunt who was two educational master's degrees, and she was as communist as you can imagine. She came out of Poland at the age of about 14 or 15 after World War II. They it's in their blood. My people didn't come from that area of Europe. They came from Lithuania, so we're a little different. But and we're conservative. There's no answer as to what's going on in that bubble inside. Maybe it's the water in New York, California, and Chicago. I don't think anybody has a full answer. Jordan Peterson really doesn't. Alan Dershowitz certainly doesn't. And he's another one who says he hates what he sees, but he still has to vote Democrat.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
It's unbelievable.
So, yes,
it's unbelievable.
It is.
I mean, this is, to me, this is almost, I mean, this is like the beginning of, I you know what I'm waiting for? There was a story this morning on America's Real News about a pallet of bricks being found now.
Yes.
And I am waiting for that first brick to go through that first glass. It is, I mean, only a matter of time. You and I both know it.
Yes, I agree with you. A couple of people have already used the word Kristallnacht. It's a frightening situation.
It is.
And my mother-in-law still doesn't see it. As I said, she lives now in Florida. And she ran from the Germans and still can't see it.
What do you think it will take for them to see it? Or they're just never going to see it, no matter how violent these leftists create? And do they understand Act Blue? Okay, that is the arm of the Democrat Party that provides the funds for their street activism. Act Blue is by bonding these people out last week. They're bonding them out. I mean, Democrats aren't just tolerating free speech conversations. They're bonding out the people on the violent side of this.
The only thing I can say, as I left you a note there, I'm a gunsmith in Greer, so I'm a weird Jew.
You are awesome, is what you are.
I'm a gun dealer and a gunsmith. And the only answer I can say is when it hits home personally, that's the only way. Like when you hear one of them get carjacked, they turn around. Look at what's his name, the comedian actor Michael Rappaport, who was so vile against Trump. All of a sudden, he has this epiphany that something is wrong here, and just maybe Trump is the right person. Something had to affect him directly. And I hate to say it, if I have a family member who gets beat up, that may change their way. Okay? I have cousins still in New York. One of them is exceedingly liberal and has been with the Soros group as an assistant. She's a photographer. And I can't understand this. And her sister, who dates a Israeli, who I never thought would put a gun in her hand, now owns a New York City carry permit.
Wow.
So something changed in my cousin's life, or maybe her boyfriend from Israel said, hey, this place ain't safe anymore, and here's why, and here is what it is. So they do turn, but it's so slow.
Yeah.
And I think it's they have to be hit with something, and I hate to use that term, because I think you and I probably would agree that with all the garbage that's coming over the borders and the types of people that are coming over, not all of them, I have to say that, but the majority of them, some event is going to occur probably before Election Day.
Well,
and
yes.
I hate to say what that event is.
We had Christopher Wray, our FBI director, specifically say some of these people, he said under oath before Congress, coming over the border are coming here specifically to target Jews and Jewish communities.
Yep.
In America. Yep.
And the only thing I can say, if you already have a firearm, that's wonderful. You don't buy one. But if you do have, ammo up.
Well, thank you for listening to the show for 7 years, sir. I certainly appreciate you and just genuinely glad to know you're out there.
Well, you knew I was out here because I've texted you with the term INCNF at the end. That's me.
Okay. Well, I'll be sure to look for that in the future. You go right on selling those guns in the South, where you're safe. And by the way, did you say that your pro-Democrat Jewish mother-in-law, where does she live again? Tell me.
She lives in Florida now.
I thought so. Uh-huh. I bet she feels real safe there. Yeah.
Well, yes and no. She does bitch and complain. In fact, she doesn't like the governor there at all. She doesn't like DeSantis.
Yeah.
Which is typical for her.
Yeah.
But as I said, she ran from the Germans. That's how they came here.
Mm-hmm.
She came from not Czechoslovakia, from Slovakia, and she was old enough to know what was going on, and she does not see it.
Well, she's got one thing right: Florida is a safe place because red people do not put up with this crap that you're seeing
that
going
correct.
On in New York. We don't put up with this kind of intolerance that the left is displaying in New York. And I hope the rest of the country can see who and what these people are. Thank you so much for listening to the show. And
my pleasure, and a decent Pesach to all your Jewish listeners.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so much going on this morning. Oh my gosh, I don't even know where to begin. I got to dive back into the Trump trial because there's some stuff that you need to know. This is a huge week for the Republic, and it all hangs on Trump's conviction status. We'll have all that and more coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.